Michael Jones is back from the wilds of Germany with a brand new film review. Michael, good morning.
Guten Morgen, as they say in Germany.
Now, you are looking at something I've been a bit excited to see.
Yes, Battle of the Sexes. This one's got Emma Stone, Steve Carell, Sarah Silverman, and Australia's own Jessica McNamee in it, as well as a host of other well-known faces that you might recognise. It's directed by two people, Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris. Now, Battle of the Sexes is a based on a true story account of events leading up to the September 1973 Battle of the Sexes tennis match between Billie Jean King, played by Emma Stone, and Bobby Riggs, Steve Carell. In the early 1970s, female professional tennis players were getting a pretty raw deal. The prize money they were competing for was sometimes as little as a 12th of what the men were getting.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty rough. This led Billie Jean King and eight other female players, obviously, to break away from the US Lawn Tennis Association to form the WTA circuit. Meanwhile, frustrated former 1939 Wimbledon champ and serial hustler Bobby Riggs was also frustrated at the amount he was getting paid on the seniors tour. And so in Billie Jean King, he saw an opportunity to make a lot of money. There's a lot more going on in Battle of the Sexes than just a tennis match. Perhaps a little too much to fit into a 120-minute film. Perhaps, you know, this could have been something that could have gone to, one of your streaming services and maybe possibly been a two-parter. But anyway, things that are in this film, like there's Billie Jean King's sexual awakening and the crumbling relationship with her husband, Bobby Riggs' own crumbling marriage and gambling addiction, as well as his dysfunctional relationship with his older son. And also, there's the presence of Billie Jean King's longtime rival and nemesis, ultra-competitor Margaret Court. Cue boos and hisses here. Yes, played by Jess McNamee, who was by no means a feminist, but she was the prototype for the modern female player. She was an extremely strong woman, Margaret Court, and she did win a lot of Grand Slams. Actually, I think she still holds the record for the most Grand Slams, possibly.
I cannot confirm that.
Yeah, Billie Jean King actually called Margaret Court the arm, because she had really big arms. Oh, and also, did I mention Margaret Court? She was a rather judgmental Christian. Anyway, look, Battle of the Sexes, it does a great job in capturing the spirit of the 70s. Women were making progress, but the man in this film, personified by the head of the US Lawn Tennis Association, Jack Cramer, played by Bill Pullman, Bobby Riggs' tennis friends, and even condescending sports journalists like Howard Cosell, which would probably mean nothing to younger listeners, who resisted every step of the way, any steps that Billie Jean King and these other female tennis players made. Look, this film doesn't portray Bobby Riggs as one of those people. This film more portrays him as an opportunist and a showman. He didn't necessarily hate women, but he did capitalise on a lot of white male resentment. Sort of like someone else we know.
I can't even think.
Yes, there might be one or two parallels. Yeah, look, and really, he was essentially selling an exhibition match between a 29-year-old woman who was at the top of her game and a 55-year-old has-been, which was him. Emma Stone and Steve Carell, they easily slip into the skins of King and Riggs, and like Steve Carell is quite hilarious as the manic Riggs. He's almost hyperactive at times. Emma Stone, pretty cool, calm and collected, while suffering some inner turmoil at this burgeoning sexuality that she's just becoming aware of. And they also do very passable imitations of the tennis playing styles of the two players, which for me was very important. Because when you see a sports film, you want the actors to actually look like they can actually do the job.
Exactly.
And apparently Vince Spadea, former top 20 player, was brought in as a consultant on the film and coached them on how to play like Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. So obviously some of the scenes there are tennis doubles used, but it still looks pretty seamless. Of particular interest to me was also how tennis has changed since the early 1970s. You know, it was once a game of strategy and deft touches and, you know, gentle lobs and that sort of thing. And like now it's much more of a power game, you know. For me, the only time this movie sort of really footfaults is with Billie Jean King's hairstyle. Billie Jean King had a serious mullet going on in the 1970s, not the almost Kate Jackson-like do that Emma Stone sports in this film. I guess that maybe the mullet was just a bit too...
The step too far.
...much for the filmmakers, I don't know, and Emma Stone didn't look quite cute enough in it. Anyway, this film is very much Oscar bait. I mean, the only thing missing from it is probably someone with a disability. It's sending all the positive messages about gender and sexual equality. It's got an upbeat 1970s soundtrack, and it's really entertaining. And, of course, now the struggle for women is over. It's been solved by this film. Just kidding, of course. For me, Battle of the Sexes, it hits a lot more winners than Unforced Errors, and even lobs a few curly questions at a modern audience. I'd say it's ace.
Ace indeed. Michael Jones, it is an absolute pleasure to have you back. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be back.